walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver winged they fly, they know a call of freedom in their breasts. So black head against the sky, with twisted rocks they run down to the sea. Living on your western shore, so summer sunsets asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland.
Now that you've arrived on the Emerald Isle, here's a few things you should know about its people and its culture. Celtic tribes arrived on this island around 600 BC. Later, invasions by the Norsemen that began in the 8th century were finally ended when famous King Brian Boru defeated the Danes in 1014. Soon after, the English began invading in the 1100s, and it set off more than 7 centuries of Anglo-Irish struggles, marked by fierce rebellions and harsh repressions. On Easter Sunday, 1916, several young Irishmen began a rebellion which touched off several years of guerrilla warfare that in 1921 resulted in the independence from the UK for 26 counties in the south. Since that time, the island has been divided, with the 26 counties known as the Republic of Ireland and 6 northern counties known as Ulster, which are a part of the UK. The Irish Republic is pretty small, just slightly larger than the U.S. state of West Virginia. Currently, it has a population of just under 5 million, with over 40% of all Irishmen living within 60 miles of Dublin. 87% of those in the Irish Republic profess to be Roman Catholics, and they do a pretty good job of keeping the island populated. The median age is 35 years, with an average life expectancy of about 78 years old. 87% of the population are pure Irish. This is followed up with about 120,000 or so immigrants from Poland who began moving here in the early 2000s. Ireland is a republic with a parliamentary democracy form of government based on the model provided by the United Kingdom. Its capital city is Dublin, and it contains 26 administrative districts known as counties. The government is headed up by a president and a prime minister. The president is elected for a 7-year term. The prime minister is nominated by the House of Representatives and appointed by the president. We'll talk a lot more about Ireland and its people as we travel around the island. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our ride through the Irish countryside. Your adventure starts here with David McGuffin's Exploring Europe.
Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland.